Donald Trump is saying, as I think you know, that he's going to make a major speech early next week. He says he's going to detail how you, as Secretary of State, that there were conflicts of interest while the Clinton Foundation was doing business with foreign countries while you were in office, that the foundation benefited personally from this. He's going to talk about, he said, millions of dollars being exchanged. Is this something you're worried about? And is the foundation something you need to sever you and your family from completely if you're elected?
I am not worried about this. I mean, this is just more of the same recycled attacks that people like Donald Trump have been making against us for a long time. There's no factual basis to it. That's been proven time and time again. I can't stop someone from retreading arguments that have been disproved over and over again. He can say whatever he wants to. He can run whatever campaign he wants to. So I'm not going to respond to his personal attacks. That's something that, you know, he can choose to do. I'm going to respond, however, to the attacks that he makes on women and immigrants and Muslims and people with disabilities and POWs and federal judges, and the list keeps growing.
Secretary Clinton, one question on foreign policy. You are described in a recent acclaimed book by Mark Landler as being the, quote, House hawk in the Clinton war cabinet. And we know that you, and you've talked about this, you encouraged the president to intervene in Libya in 2011. Recently, President Obama said his worst mistake in office was probably failing to plan for the day after what he thought was the right thing to do in intervening there. How do you see your responsibility in that?
Well, first of all, it's important to remember where we were and why the president made the decision he did, because this was a presidential decision.